From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Columbia County Board of Elections Democratic Commissioner Ken Downs has notified the County Democratic Committee that he will not seek reappointment when his current term ends at the end of this year. The County Committee will need to select his replacement and provide a letter of introduction for that person to the Board of Supervisors by December 1st. The role of the commissioner is a two-year appointment that will begin in January 2023. The position pays $67,636 annually, with an increase anticipated in 2023. Dow was chosen to serve as election commissioner in January 2020, replacing Virginia Martin after the Board of Supervisors declined to reappoint her. Democrats picked Dow over then-Hudson business owner Mark Young, election specialist Aaron Stamper, and Claremont Democratic Committee Secretary Penny Panolis. Dow served previously as the County Democratic Election Commissioner from 2005 to 2008. Sam Rowdens is reporting for the Albany Business Journal. My Forest Foods, My Bacon, has been named one of the Times' best inventions of 2022. My Bacon is the first ever whole-cut mycelium-based bacon made of nearly 100% mushroom root. My Forest Foods grows mycelium, the root-like structures of mushrooms, to create vegan bacon. The Green Island startup recently opened 120,000 square feet of new infrastructure, allowing it to grow 3 million pounds of mycelium and produce 1 million pounds of My Bacon. My Forest co-founder and CEO, Eben Bayer, grew up in a Vermont family farm raising and slaughtering pigs, but his startup grows and harvests mycelium a bit faster than animals. It takes just 12 days for 100-foot-long slabs of mushrooms to be ready. The company intends to open a new Saratoga Springs processing facility in the spring. The Time list features 200 innovations the magazine says are changing how we live. The My Bacon product appears on the list under food and drink. Other products highlighted in that section include meat crispy cutlet, chicken cutlet, another mycelium-based meat alternative, and Beyond Steak, meatless steak tips made by Beyond Meat. And you can read the full story in the Albany Business Journal. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. The State Office of General Services has scheduled for later this month a two-day auction of 1,300 decommissioned COVID response items. Items range from ambulances and trucks and portable power generators to phones, construction materials, and air handling units. Many of the items were supplied by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, while others were decommissioned equipment that state offices had on hand. Some of the items are from decommissioned facilities, including generators, patient pod rooms, bathroom trailers, and showers. State officials say the state has sufficient medical and other equipment in case there is another COVID variant or new public health emergency. The auctions will be held at the New York State Preparedness Training Center in Oriskany, Oneida County, on November 29th and 30th. Bidders are able to participate in the auction in person or by proxy in Oriskany and online at perryauctions.com. Also being auctioned are HVAC systems and supplies, oxygen supply systems, electrical systems and components, lumber, plumbing fixtures and fittings, fire detection and prevention system components, scaffolding, and shipping containers. In addition to the dates the auctions are taking place, the site will be open for buyers to pick up their items between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday immediately following the auctions. All items must be removed from the auction site by December 5th. Additional information, including the auction catalog, information on specific items, and terms of sale, are available by contacting the Office of General Services at state.surplus@ogs.ny.gov or by calling 518-457-6335. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.